I'm Roland McKinney, and I'm here today to tell you about an adventure I had when I was on holiday recently. I had thought about going to Greece, but as it was my winter break and I wanted to be sure of sunshine, I decided to go to the Caribbean. I love lazing around on the beach, going in and out of the water whenever I feel too hot. However, as I was on my own, after a few days I got bored and decided to do something a bit more energetic. I had always wanted to try windsurfing, and the hotel where I was staying had a windsurfing school, so I decided to have some lessons. I must say I enjoyed my first lesson and became a really enthusiastic student. I was spending hours every day on the water. My teacher told me I was doing really well, so I started to gain a bit of confidence. In fact, as it turned out, I got somewhat overconfident. Late one afternoon, when I had just woken up from an afternoon nap, I wandered down to the beach. It was a beautiful evening, just about an hour or two before sunset. There was no one at the school, but for some reason, I suddenly decided that I would like to windsurf. That is when I made my big mistake. There were a number of boards on the beach outside the school, so I decided to take one out. I had never been out on my own before, but I thought I was good enough. I pulled the board into the sea and took off with the wind behind me. It felt wonderful. The sun had begun to sink into the sea, and it was a beautiful sight. After a while, I decided to turn back. That's when my problems began. For some reason, I couldn't turn myself around. At first, I didn't panic and tried to turn the board around. However, I just couldn't manage it. In the meantime, I was getting further and further away from land. That's when I started taking deep breaths to calm myself down. When I could think straight again, I realized that there were a couple of things I could do. I could wait until someone found me, or I could just keep going and hope for the best, which is what I did in the end, because I was afraid of being eaten by a shark. Soon it started to get dark and I began to feel tired from hanging on to the sail. Just as it became completely dark and I could barely stand on my feet, I saw something in the distance that looked like trees. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. But then I felt the board hit something. That's when I realized I had reached the shore. I can't tell you how grateful I was to feel the sand beneath my feet. It turned out I'd been blown to a neighboring island. I was very lucky the wind was blowing in the right direction. Otherwise, I could have just disappeared. Needless to say, I didn't do any more windsurfing that holiday.